Hello, good evening, and welcome to Your Spirit is Your Voice. My name is Jerry Sawanis, and this is the program that shares the moments that transform people's lives. This show is about sharing our stories with other survivors and helping each other down that road. It's your story we want to learn from. I also wanted to introduce someone to the audience. His name is David Wiesk, and Dave is my new co-host for Your Spirit is Your Voice. Say hi to the folks there, Dave.
Wache, bonjour, hello, and welcome.
Where did you come from when you showed up here?
Well, I was living in Winnipeg for a while, and I was fortunate enough to find this position that you had offered me, and I am originally from Fort Albany, and I speak Cree fluently, and I think, but I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be a good, positive role model for this program, and it's going to be a great show that we're going to have.
All right, Dave. Well, it's great to have you aboard, and we'll be listening to one of your stories later on in the show. As you are all aware, today is June 11, 2009. 1 year ago today, the Prime Minister gave an apology to the residential school survivors of Canada. On this show, we wanted to find out what people thought of that apology, how it affected them, and what it has done for them in the past year. This evening, we will be talking to Chief Clifford Bull, Katie Quinn, Violet Tuesday, Chris Matat, and Florence Sanderson. So stay tuned, because coming up is our first guest, Clifford Bull of Lac Seul First Nation, to talk to us.
Your Spirit is Your Voice aims to share positive stories about successful journeys on the road to recovery. Still, we acknowledge that some of the things we talk about on this show may act as a trigger, taking you back to a difficult time in your life. When that happens, we want you to talk about how you're feeling. Here are some numbers to call. Note in Counseling Services Emergency Response Number 1-800-446-7863. The Crisis Response Number, 1-866-888-8988. Kids Help Phone Line, 1-800-668-6868. On the eastern side of Nan, you can call 1-800-461-1293. Moosonee Crisis Line, 1-705-336-2456. Crisis Support Worker, 1-705-336-2142. The Mental Health Line across Ontario is 1-866-531-2600. The National Indian Residential Schools Crisis Line is 1-866-925-4419. If you need help, call and talk to someone about how you are feeling.
Chief Bull became chief in 2007 and is in his second year term. Prior to this, he was counselor for 6 years. Chief Bull always worked for his community, and from the time when he was a youth and onward. Clifford and his wife Amelia have 4 children and 1 grandchild. So, Chief Bull, first question, where were you when the apology was given?
First of all, I just wanted to say hello to the listening audience out there. Wachie, hello, Anine, bonjour. I was actually at the event in Pelican. Pelican was where I attended residential school. I went there in 1964 and spent about 9 years there. So I was at actually the place where I did my time at residential school, and we had a big video screen up on top on a wall, and there was numerous other residential school survivors at that event.
How did you feel about the apology as you heard it being read out?
I had mixed emotions, actually. Feelings of anxiety, feelings of pain returning, a little bit of a flashback of the things that I experienced, trauma that I experienced, and sorrow, and some relief also to hear the government of Canada finally acknowledging that what happened did happen, and it's going to be recorded in history.
Did you accept the apology yourself personally?
I believe that as part of my healing journey, which I'm still on, that I get a lot of inspiration from the Creator, God, and one of the fundamental messages that He gives me and to others is to forgive. And for me, I did accept the apology, and in order for that to accept the apology, in order for you to move on, you have to forgive people, and that's what I did. I did accept the apology.
When you were talking about all the feelings that came up when you were there, how had you been feeling that whole day before you knew that the apology was coming? How was your day like?
Well, it was a day that I thought would never happen. I wanted to be at that event. I felt very strong that I should be in person and have the support of other residential school survivors that were there to also witness and hear the government of Canada present the apology. And when I looked at the crowd and I saw a lot of mixed emotions, myself and including myself, I had a lot of mixed emotions. I was very apprehensive at first, a little nervous. I was really quite sure what kind of message was going to be presented to us, and I was relieved when the message was over, and I liked what I heard at the end, and I felt very, very at peace. I felt very warm inside, and I felt very relieved.
So you felt that there was sincerity in the Prime Minister's comments?
I believe so, yes. And when I saw the other First Nations in the chamber, the House chamber, and the elders, the residential school survivors, along with the elders sitting in the House of Commons with the Prime Minister and the members of Parliament, that had a bigger impact. Mm-hmm. And we were finally being recognized that as First Nations people, and the harm that was caused was also being recognized by Canadians and the world over.
And to have it come and for you to be there in Parliament, on the floor, what was the room like?
I meant the elders that were there. Mm-hmm. In, I believe it felt they must have felt very honored to finally be recognized, and that the government finally. I can only speak for myself when I listened at Pelican that I felt relief and gratitude and thank the Creator that we are finally being acknowledged the trauma that we went through, and I know that the people that the leaders that were there in Ottawa must have felt the same thing, and for that I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm. How did the audience respond after the apology was given and they were able to begin talking amongst themselves? What was the mood like?
Yeah, well, I had a sense that when I did mingle around after the apology, and I had a sense that there was mixed reactions. I believe that some people, there was some harsh comments that kind of overheard. Some people did not accept the apology. They felt that it was not enough. It did not go far enough in terms of sentimental expressions. And others said, well, it's time to move on. And for myself, I said, well, it's done, and it's time to turn another leaf and begin to continue to be on that healing journey.
Why did people not accept, some people not accept the apology?
Well, I think they have to get in tune with, their inner emotions. A lot of myself, I can only speak for myself, I carried a lot of the pain with me in my heart, in my body, and I blamed myself for being who I am and being sent away and the color of my skin. And as I began to heal and look to the Creator, that's where I got my strength from. I gained spirituality, and I did not go to my AAs or to deal with my alcohol abuse and other sexual abuse that happened. I did not do that. I seeked a higher power and did it on my own, and there was a lot of challenges. You would backslide. It does not happen overnight, but that's where I got my strength from to move on the healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at a meeting in the community, and there was a circle there, and everybody had a chance to speak out. And it was at this meeting that my turn came to speak. And for some reason, all the emotions, the pain that I carry all my life came out. And I did not finish my my expressions that I wanted to convey to the circle. I ran out and jumped in my truck and cried. I couldn't stop the tears. And when I got back to my house, my whole shirt was wet. It was as if a big weight was taken off my body, and I felt light. And all the Lord took away the pain that I was carrying. And from then on, I was on the healing journey.
So we'll take a short break, and we'll be right back. We're talking to Chief Clifford Bull.
Your Spirit is Your Voice is a collaboration of Tikkanoggin Child and Family Services, Wahwatay Native Communication Society, and the Sulakelp First Nations Health Authority. The funder is Ontario Trillium Foundation.
Okay, and we're back. We're talking with Chief Clifford Bull from Lac Seul. How has the apology worked in your life in the past year since it was given in 2008? Have you noticed any changes in the way you feel, the way you look at things, the way you look at issues?
I derive a lot of my strength from my Creator. It's always a constant journey for me to be the person that the Creator has meant for us to live, and live the good life. And I have had a lot of issues with raising my family. It's getting better. Interaction with my children is getting better. I was not able to hug my child, my son especially, for years after I was got married, and even as he got big, I didn't want nobody touching me or hugging me, and due to the fact that I was abused, sexually abused by supervisors, and there was those things that that I worked on, and it's a constant journey, and it's the healing journey that I'm on, and it's you know, it's ever evolving.
Mm-hmm. So it's something that you notice. There's always something moving in your life, something changing.
Yeah. It's always constant. There's a different things are. You're faced with different challenges every day. As a leader, I face a lot of social issues in my community, and I can see the intergenerational effects in my communities, especially with our young people, and the things that happen, the symptoms of intergenerational residential school.
Could you give us an example?
Well, there's things like the children are, of course, they get into mischief quite a bit, and we're not immune to, we're like any other community, we have our social problems in the community with vandalism and alcohol, drugs, suicides, and all those negative things that hamper the progress of communities, and those are the things we struggle with as a leader and the elders, and they continue, and this is the cycle, the challenge that we want to break. We want to break that cycle and start having healthy communities and healthy families and healthy children that have values and are taught all those values that make you a successful, healthy, prosperous human being.
Mm-hmm. How does the apology, how do you see the apology helping your family, like your wife, your children, your grandchild?
Well, my wife also went to residential school, including my parents, and it means a lot. I have a sense of, for me, it has a sense of closure for me. It's a closure, something that has remained open, and now there's closure. I can move to the next step and move on in my life's journey.
So when somebody says, I'm sorry, even though the amount of damage that was done to you in your life, that apology has, you'd already been doing some healing, but that apology, did that speed up some of your healing when that happened?
Yeah, for a better part of my life, I'm 50 years old now, and right up to the late 30s, I believe, I was struggling with my trauma, all the issues that were associated with being from residential school, being part of residential school. It was not until the 30s, late 30s, that I began to seek the guidance of the Creator and seeking help, and I'm still there, and I'm still trying to work on myself and also help communities. And mm-hmm. I believe as a leader, you have to be seen doing good things with your life, and also you got to be healed. You got to be on a healing path. Otherwise, if you're not healed, then you cannot help your community members.
Mm-hmm. Last question: has the pain of what you went through been lessened by the apology?
Well, the perpetrator that abused me has since passed on, mm-hmm. and I cannot do anything about that. And that judgment day, it is said that judgment day will happen for everyone, and even including myself. And the pain that I felt has been alleviated, and I want to live fruitful, healthy lifestyle, and get on with being a productive, helpful, loving person. And the other thing I wanted to tell the audience is that as a father, that the greatest gift that you can give your children is yourself. Because when I was going through my trauma, I neglected my children, and I was had too much self-centeredness and on myself and pride, and I'd never had time for my children. So just a message I want to tell the people out there to love your children and love yourself above all.
Thank you very much, Chief Bull. And we'll take a break, and we'll be back after this song.
Throughout the show today, we've been hearing a little bit about the things that make a big difference in people's lives, the moment when things came together for them. What an honor it is to be able to share these stories. Do you have a personal story about how you changed your life? We want to hear from you. Can you explain in detail how you came to take your first steps on the road to recovery? Are you willing to share what you've learned with others so they can find their way? Please get in touch with us so we can help you to tell your story. Here's how you can get in touch by email, jerrys@wawate.on.ca, or give us a call at the Wawate office, 1-807-737-2951. We need your stories to make our program a success. And remember, even though we aim to share positive stories on this program, we know some things are very difficult to hear. If you feel like you need help right now, there are counselors standing by at these numbers. Noden Counseling Services, 1-800-446-7863. Noden's Crisis Response Line, 1-866-888-8988. And the Kids Help Phone, 1-800-668-6868. On the east side of Nan, call 1-800-461-1293. The Moose Knee Crisis Line, 1-705-336-2456. The Mental Health Line across Ontario is 1-866-531-2600. The National Indian Residential Schools Crisis Line is 1-866-925-4419. Thanks for listening. Please keep talking. And remember, your spirit is your voice.
Katie Quinn is our second guest this evening. Katie is a Projects and Partnerships Coordinator for the Sulakot Anti-Racism Committee, which is one of the committee partners that makes up the Coalition for Healing and Reconciliation, which has been active since October 2009. And Katie is here with me now. Wajay, Katie?
Thanks for having me here.
What did you feel when you heard your Prime Minister apologizing to the Indian residential school survivors in Canada?
I was on a road trip last June and out in the bush camping and...
Doing the good stuff.
And when it was first broadcast, I actually didn't hear it. And so I think what's kind of interesting is when I moved to Sulakot and started my job in August, and not too long after that, started reading literature about the residential school legacy and met survivors and became active with the Coalition for Healing and Reconciliation, and so started, you know, really thinking about the issues and hearing people speak. And so when I finally went to the apology, I actually watched it on YouTube, and it really had a lot of meaning for me, because having heard people speak about their experiences in residential school, I knew what it was that the government was apologizing for. And so I think if I'd heard it back in June, it might not have had the same meaning for me, because I wouldn't have had that awareness of what it was that this residential school system was about. So I think that might be the case for a lot of Canadians, that that maybe if they haven't had the chance to learn about that legacy, then the apology, maybe they don't completely understand where it's coming from. So, yeah.
Has it affected you in some personal way throughout this year?
I think that this year's just been a huge year of learning for me and growing through the amazing people in the community that I've had the chance to meet and to speak with. And so I think it's been a real, it's just created a lot of awareness for me to hear the apology and to see, you know, where it fits into our history.
And does what you're doing now have an impact on the apology? Does in the residential school, all this stuff that happened there, with your work with the Community Coalition for Healing and Reconciliation, does that help with your job?
Absolutely, because community reconciliation is a two-way thing. So, you know, I really thank the survivors that have the courage to speak, because on the other side of it, people need to bear witness to that and to listen, and through understanding, then we can move forward as a community. So I think that the apology and the work with the Coalition for Healing and Reconciliation, it's all tied together, because until, I think the apology was a big step towards creating awareness. And so we need to, you know, we need to have that issue out in the open. And the government acknowledging it like that is a big step towards getting that issue out there so that people are talking about it. And
I guess it focuses on a point in our history where the Canadian people can look and say, hey, you know, our government said this to the First Nation or the Aboriginal people of Canada. You know, it's something that we have to, because that is your government that is doing that you have to educate yourself, Danae.
Yeah, it's not something that's in the past. It's not within a bubble of something that happened and is over. It's a continuous thing. You know, all the people out there who lived through that and are part of our day-to-day lives, and they carry it with them, and even the attitudes of the country and everything, it's not something that's gone away or that doesn't relate to us, or that, you know, that it's just an ongoing thing. And so that's a big step for the government to come out and say that, what they said.
And it also makes us become partners then, that it's something that both, not only First Nations, but the Canadian people have to work on.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a partnership. Reconciliation is a partnership. And so it's really about acknowledging that.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for now. But, you know, I wouldn't mind having you back maybe later on in the year again, and then, you know, to talk about some other things that would have transpired by then, I'm sure, you know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Katie, for coming on our show. We'll be back right after this.
You are listening to Your Spirit is Your Voice on CKWT in Sulakot.
I have this guilt. I have this shame. I have a conscience, so I have to take the blame. I stood back. I watched it all. I even helped imprison you behind those walls. No excuse is good enough. We never let you speak unless you mimicked us. I can't run, I can't hide. I can't even look you in the eye. No hollow prayer, no silent shout, no more empty words spilling from my mouth. You stripped away my thin disguise. Now all that I can do is say I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought that God was on my side, and with my righteousness I'd tame the savage child. I would not have them running free. If they assimilate, they could be like me. How many can the wagons hold? Another 1,000 children, I suppose. It must have seemed like Judgment Day, anguish as the wagons rolled away.
If you want.
Might make me feel better.
Good evening, folks. We seem to have lost our sound effects for the Survivor's Toolkit. The Survivor's Toolkit is information that our program and our partner, NODIN, provides to residential school survivors to help them with ideas of how to look for healing and wellness. Each week, the Survivor's Toolkit presents bits of wisdom and expert knowledge that may help survivors in finding the help that they seek. This week's tool that we are presenting in our kit is the apology. With me to discuss how this can be used in our day-to-day lives is NODIN counselor Violet Tuesday. Good evening, Violet. I'm really glad to have you here tonight. When we were talking about this, the apology, you mentioned something that caught my ear, and that is because of our two cultures, First Nation and European, there are naturally two views on the apology. Could you explain that a little bit for our listeners, please?
Okay, what I said about the apology is that to me it's almost like an empty word. It's just paper that was read over for everyone to hear. and because the Anishinaabe has their own way of showing that they care for another person after doing some abuse to another person, especially sexual abuse, and I've seen it happening in Manitoba, where there was a girl that was sexually abused, and then there was a guy that had to do kind of a ceremony and also a long-term commitment to this person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, it wasn't just a word, it was that person committed that this person will have to treat that person special for the rest of his life.
So there are some commitments, you know, the way that First Nation Aboriginal people look at an apology, that it's not just you say you're sorry and that's it and you forget about it. Is there a longer commitment to that apology?
Yeah, that's what I feel like. The commitment should be that these people should get their language back, mm-hmm. that there should be a lot of money spent to that way to get their language back, you know, through schools and through colleges and also through talking like this. Like right now we're speaking English, we're supposed to be using mm-hmm. our own language. Yeah. Like that. Why are we speaking, you know, English? Well, we could have spoken mm-hmm. our language. It's yeah. easy for me to speak in my own language and express my feelings mm-hmm. towards what's happening.
Yeah.
In English, it's hard for me because I have to think before I talk, you know.
Yeah.
Because I was raised in my language in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So how do, in this case, then how do First Nations people view the Prime Minister's apology to them?
A lot of ones that I talked to already, even at work, the one that went to residential school, they feel that it's just empty words.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's not going to go far. And also, people who did abuse, the actual people who did abuse, will not be touched through that. It's like a hideout for them. That mm-hmm. this person, what's his name, Harper?
Mm-hmm.
Got to talk to people who were abused and he doesn't know the meaning of abuse. Like, he didn't go through with it, and also he's not the one that abused people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Anishinaabeg? Yeah.
So, the people that have accepted the apology as opposed to the ones that haven't, what's the difference there that you see?
Well, I guess it has to do with the change of beliefs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To them, it's okay to put away your feelings inside and your feelings stand at the, you know, at the standstill,
Tapshkoa.
Like, you know that when somebody says, I'm sorry to you, no further action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah. It's just like your state is frozen inside your mind, you mm-hmm. know. Like yeah. that, when it's like that, there's no more action after that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to accept that, you yeah. know. And I think that's the hardest thing, is to accept something like that in words. We have to see some action before we do feel better.
Yeah. Okay, Violet. Well, that's about all the time we have. It was a quick 5 minutes, and I wanted yeah. to thank you for coming down and talking to us about yeah. What an apology is.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. And also, I want to say miigwech to everyone that's listening to me. And this is very little I got to say. I could have said a lot more.
Well,
and also, I want to say kachu miigwech ka abzindaman. Kushin peganun chicken after.
Well, you can come back again when we do another one, you know.
Sure, I
That'll
can always
great.
Come back.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Miigwech.
All right, miigwech. Thank okay. you very much.
Bye-bye.
Throughout the show today, we've been hearing a little bit about the things that make a big difference in people's lives, the moment when things came together for them. What an honor it is to be able to share these stories. Do you have a personal story about how you changed your life? We want to hear from you. Can you explain in detail how you came to take your first steps on the road to recovery? Are you willing to share what you've learned with others so they can find their way? Please get in touch with us so we can help you to tell your story. Here's how you can get in touch by email, jerrys@wawate.on.ca, or give us a call at the Wawate office, 1-807-737-2951. We need your stories to make our program a success. And remember, even though we aim to share positive stories on this program, we know some things are very difficult to hear. If you feel like you need help right now, there are counselors standing by at these numbers. Noden Counseling Services, 1-800-446-7863. Noden's Crisis Response Line, 1-866-888-8988. And the Kids Help Phone, 1-800-668-6868. On the east side of Nan, call 1-800-461-1293. The Moose Knee Crisis Line, 1-705-336-2456. The Mental Health Line across Ontario is 1-866-531-2600. The National Indian Residential Schools Crisis Line is 1-866-925-4419. Thanks for listening. Please keep talking. And remember, your spirit is your voice.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dave Wiesk. Anostagi Jack and Giamati Christopher Metatawaban, Bita Bego Hostio, Egomaganos, Egonagit Betoek, Humanost. What's your name, Mr. Hanak? Dave Wiesk, I am the co host, Egoma producer of Your Spirit is Your Voice. Egomaga Gianotat Tabatamonaki, Kokochamagaban, Christopher Metatawaban, Egomaga. We not an ascosto, oh, Cocochemona, and Moti, and Mochaka taken a mashi bagable when Espanagaban, Kayubakatanaga taken an apology. What's your Chris?
Well, check my swing on the Tamago with the radio, a Pishish Maga, no Yamanoho, and what's done no Homa. I seen you ask, I can get you two for your chicko, I shook, and my residential school gets a got taken.
Danito Magaki and Magadin Din and the Ma. Mr. Nelson, can you forget to take a big open tanak? I want to win the
nation of the Tamanam apology. We could just stand off at the Michoana Jet, a washish, and a no washish. Jenna Short not stand on the guys here. Oniga, he goes to Pascal Behist, to Pascal Behist. I go, my God, a big tis when I got to the skin of it. Oh, Wahumagana Joanna had, I go, my God, Joanna said, and a no, it's down. Well, Mr. Gushio, Mamma Trenchigan, you go great beef, Tahigatinago, Mamma Trenchigan, she had the tabo, Tahanaman, oh, well, Mr. Gushio, you can have my own. I would ten nation as a little man and a kaki apology. And the Magido Taman next to him all, Harper, apology, give me not, a give me no goich. I got to Baskinatak, I got to Baskinatak and the Guarzak. Egi na na skuchik, ego maga shaguch. Egi na shona tisuchik, ana medu tahege na na skuchik. Kwanu mesedu chita chiga ehtaunich, an deshi blashogunich, meskena an demenichik. Epi ko pa nigo bego tisuno, ego tagena ko suchik neti ehtaunich mesed. Shaguch an tenesti ehtaug pisci na noski kute maskego. We need to know a man of Benzik, what is down off, a big of Tizan and off, a man of Benzik to be known as the mall. And the Megi Higgy Shabushka Higgin, the man, oh, a youth who could chicken do it, a senior Skagan.
Chris, we is not as an abbot, the Niban Yotanaka and the Menu Kagi Shabushka Hoban, Kagi Bistigas Pankisanoma Tokamuk, Jotan and the Menu, Mr. Nurson, Tiny Tin the Magina.
Monaghan again, then. And they gave Nanakos and Gijako, Missou, as Monopeg and Duchakos and Anon. And the Magaiton of Physical, me, Nakiskovianama, Kitakos and Nepasta going, Mr. Boguia should tag in Gijakos in Kimir, Nakiskovianama, Kitakos, and we was given a matters in Mina. Jag och jag nu ska gå ner kan det vara att kanske kan ha mig en gång vita här att ge mig till en jag nu. Kitta jag hur går mina nu. Kan det måste det gå att jag var så här ska ha mig och nu. Hej vi nana skulle jag med nu. Hej vi kan inte dig. En en nomma med till en jag. Jag kommer gå in och ta dig emotional. Hej jag har mina nu inte dig jag kan ge så pass så pass så så ska gå så gå. Jag kan inte ska ni med jag ni hur går på dig och tills och några kommer att ta nu en och en och något skön. Jag kommer att gynna särskilt dig i spiritual. Jag går till en morska i sin morse hur jag kan det mig ha. Sexual abuse. När jag kommer att skriva att jag kan ge morse stad så kan det mig nog att bli så glad till sion. Kan ge sig bistig på en sig. Jag kan ännu mest jag kan ta sin jag ska ha gynna kan jag ge kan ännu mogat sig att ge mig ännu mogat sig att dit dig här. Han är jag med här och när jag ge sig tidsig romansk katholik jag kommer att anklikan maskos gott dig ge. Nej men här är jag sitt jorden då. Jag kommer att annars ska man inte sig måna kunna gita ända måste ända men jag ska man inte sig bita gud ska man åka mig. Ända måste jag ge måste ta sig ända med en hova på sig gott i sig sexual abuse gett sig att jag kommer att jag går till en gejse måste jag ska man inte ända henne och jag gett dig mig och jag mamma till en sig gott i sig jag kommer att jag gett dig kima. Han är många måste ge sig mot att jag inte nästa mental, emotional, spiritual. Jag gör det en match. 한대게 모아지게 하기 때문에 그래서 저게 이거 어떻게는 못 저게 어느 이때에 애가 그렇게 너무 많아서 저게 가면 기미트셔 기기 미스카이가 어느 기기 어쩌면 저게 또 저게 애가는 시대에 못 시대인데 핵집이 저게 저게 어떻게 바깥에서 감각이 많아서 좀 저게 저게 맞다고 해서 주위치에 온데 이때에
오케이 기도트는 아기 아니면 미스터 뉴스원 Have you accepted the apology? Why or why not?
Mona, it's a man in a gate to attend dodging into Benoina. Mona do tenuma Mona give ten at dinner apology, give a metanus to my apology. Shagwazag, when Mr. Gushi or your moon Buganda. Mona can make it, Chikujustat, Minister Chigwim Scott in the hands, GM Mr. Magucini, Nimuchi to eat the Higa, Dandy Chicago, Chicken the Menu. Evita Magareka apology. Tabishkucha and bow and arrow. Takunatana, a savvy, a gumaga, a muchigin, a spear bag of German at the Nakas, a gumaga, bestowing, as again a shawn at us. Monomina gives a Nakas, a gumacham and a matasine. A good ten magician motion in Kimu, Kistagonic, Kitte, Guma, spiritual. Gumagan, a good ten magician, Kaisha Mosho, Yako, Gumasu, Schematas, a gagisha, Boschego, and a residence of school, a gumaga. Monishki do chicken magan apology. Monishki do chicken magan monogam in the matters and monomina give skinny and monomina give as a give on it then, as a gift in the show and understand it. I want a bugle when Mr. Gushi turn up again, I'm sorry, Tonno. Shagwaja as a gishka vegan again in the man. I'm sorry, Timo, as a gift in the show and understand him again. Kagi do Tabanagumaga, Monish, Monigi mean a bit then. Monoman is staying in the monastagandama. I'm sorry, she died some dog is true. Well, I gave much to Mr. Gushi Mobile. Wait, then much to a bastard, or I know Mr. Gushi turn. Must I am mobile. I'm sorry, but then one of us I was raised to them, to bone animals, jiggies, and the benevolent animals. You know, just to be a man to see.
Okay, and how has this affected you in the past year?
Then they go some more showing no more than half of one. Ego man is that you can a chicken in Hanaga, you can turn a chicken. I have on a pig with Tesla and I guess turn down on the Chiman Matisik. One animal Matian de Junian Majilogatic. Keen a bogey and Dagos into the boat to St. Dins and do not just chicken. And then I come on this and I didn't, oh dear, been tipping over Matison, one of my bongi, and get about someone getting in the mass chicken in Vogue. Shagwaj wa ma shugi sin da mouti gana 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 gama chigan ma ega da wai emin upa niyan. Antiw di ni o yegi teke ni ega gana mouti gana teke physical, mental, emotional gama spiritual. As chakwana tani mouti teke ni shin uhti vana teke.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short message. Your Spirit is Your Voice is a collaboration of Tikanakan Child and Family Services, Wawate Native Communication Society, and the Sulakaut First Nations Health Authority, funded by Ontario Trillium Foundation. Okay, we're back. Chris, tande mai giden den ki na chigi wicha higo e banana maka gi bagat ne gatte ga ban Mr. Noiswin.
Hey, Chris, I'm good today. Kaki to take a struggle, Magagi Matt and Utta Bahamagan, common experience payment. Giotinin, Shagwajagan, North Tabano, Nishtabubun, one of the Chimino, at the Maya meaning Igishpanachagan, Mona Magashkavan, Takabanoma, Gagishpanachagaban, Nashia Nishabubun, Nashamanatan, Ispanamona Magashkavan, and Nevinago, North Tabano. Common experience payment.
Now, there are those that accepted the apology, and why does it anger some survivors?
Αν και κάποιο τώρα σα τσεκινούσε και με μένα, δεν σα έκανε όπω και έγινε με ένα σινιόρα σκα έγινε. Μόνο σε σάβο σκαμό και σκαμό αγιών. Να είχα από εκεί το τέογο με grade 8 και το τέογο με νυχτά, αν έχει μόνο σε σκαμό μόνο σε με τσεσάμο και σπάνι και σκαμό αγιών, ότι εκεί με νόησε είναι κοτά από το σενό. Και το πίστε κόγκο, δεν είμαι εγώ μου, έχω τέλο να είσαι μέσα σε τσεκάσια και τη μάγκα σε έναν όχ. Έχω μάγκα μόνο εκεί ούτε το μόκ, αν δεν μάγκα εγώ αν. Και αν μου τσεκάτε, είμαι ένα self-actualization και εγώ αν τσεκάτε. Εγώ τη στάμα να δείμε ότι είσαι με μέχρι εγώ αν καίσαι και είσαι και καλιά με ένταμεν, τσεμεν ένταμεν, εγώ τη στάμα γύσα από σχέδιο με τα σύντσι τρίν. Μα τα κονόνομα, μόνο εκεί το τσεκάτε, ούτε τη τσεκάτε. Αν να μην είσαι τσεκάτε, εγώ μέχρι εγώ αν μυστικούς ήμουν αν όχι self-actualization και τσεκάτε. Σε έχω ζατρινά, είναι νοηνίτε και με πάντα σε νόστια με χωρίς και ζουνίτε και με έναν τόμο βανέο φοκαλ σε νόστια με χωρίς τα σχαμεγάχ είχε σεμά το τσόρσε με ζε, είχε σπιτά το τσόρσε με ζε, εμά μου είχε τα τσέκ επί μάτσι είχε το ζουτσέκ είναι ανάγκη τσέκ το ζουτσέκ με ζε εγώ αν είμαι ούτε τα χίκα ζε καλιά με έναν τόμον εγώ μάγω είναι άνες πέμα τα σούνο μου και είσαι νόρχ μόνο εκεί το τσεκάτιο Νοχτή, βανάβα τη ζώνη, μόνο είναι χάνα για όκη σκηνώνα γιον, τσιγιάβα τη ζώνη, τσιγανή ουσική και βανάβα τη ζώνη, αγαστό γαχε, νοχτή, βανάβα τη ζώνη.
Okay, and if they don't accept the apology, how will that affect them in 10 years?
Εγώ όταν έχω εγώ μου apology, τα αντεγήσω μου σου τσιγν μετά τα βοβανίγαν τέχε. Όχι είναι νοκή, εγώ όταν έγινε με ένα apology, με τον εγώ όταν έγινε μου. Εγώ να μην κάνω να ακούσω τι μου είναι νόκ μέσα και να έχω και το μέγα σε τσιγά που πάμε αυτή τσιγά και χάθηκε να τσιγά είναι wagons, carts. Εγώ να κάνω τίσιν άκουσα τσιγά είναι νόκ τσιγά του τσιγά με street people και τίσιν άκουσα τσιγά και το μέγα σε τσιγά. Εγώ να μην στο τσιγά και τσιγά και το μέγα σε νάνο και τάω να χτάβε σκούζαν το τίμα σε το θέτω και τσιγά και το μέγα σε νάνο και τέχει έτσι σου είχε τσιγά τσιγά τα κανάκουρα να κάνω σου είχε τσιγά. Ότι αν όχι κάτω και να έχω χειρικό κότσο και τσίγε με έτσι τσίγ. Έχω με ένα στο μήνα χώρο μου και νούτσι τσίγαν όχι έχω με ένα μάι χώ. Αν με μόνο στο κουσί ούτε τον μπέγκερ και τον όχι κάκε τη μέγε σε τον είχαν κάπου κόσο τότε. Έχω ένα βόγκη τίσι να έχω τσίγ ένα νόκη γάμι τσίγε σε χώρο και σκηνώ με έγιον. Τσούτε τα χίγα ισπέ και σκηνώ με έγιον τσίγε με νόσι είναι κοτάβε το σύνο. Τα πεσχού τσίγε με ένα τσίγε με ένα μάγκε. Στο βουγού της νοδιστά της κομπιούτερς και ισπάνικ και αν με χάπατε σε όνο γαμινώσια και κουίες κατά πέχα και όμα καχε κόνε πατάν και εκεί τότε μαχτσικοί είναι νόμι πανέτα σαν τσικοί με τη σέγα τίγ μόνοι είναι και τσεπαγητή είναι μόνα νόχα τσεπαγητή είναι νόχα και τε μέγα σαν είχε τέχε.
Οκ, αν όμα μαγουίν, εγώ νόπας τσεκατή και healing factor τα ενόχη είναι τσικοί βίτσι εγώ είμαι Κίνα.
Αν με apology να το κάνεις κάτι τέτοιο, μόνο και σκέντε να το κάνεις βίτσι χώρο μαγα να με apology. Ετώ να θα να βγουν αλλά, I'm sorry, βγει το μαγα. Μόνο πίτος, μόνο είναι ετώ. Αγώσε μου νιάν $1 billion και μην τον όχι, τότε μόνο να μόσι ετώ, μόνο να νόγαν τέχει τέτοιο και κάνεις βίτσι στον. Truth and Reconciliation Commission αντί και μην τον όχι ετώ, μόνο να σε αγωνιστε, ο κίτλου το μόνο να γίνεται, και μέσα στε παντότσι και βίτσι χώρο. Ματέος Τσιχάτογγα, ανέτη, τόφος εμόχ. Κόνο μάγκα, κοντοβίτα πέχαμάς τσιγανομάι, Τσιχάτο τσιγανομάς εκεί, άβατες τσιγουρίς. Εγκάμανες τέγι, πέτσιμόβι τσιγουρτή, μήνε πέρουχ. Τσιπάμ πίστα χέγαζε, ότι ο μαγέσιν άρχ, μήνε πέρουχ, ότι τσιουάβα τα χέγπε μάντα σε όνο εγώ μάγκα. Και σκέντε ράντα νεγίσου ή τσιχτάξι, τσιπέτσι Τσίγι με να πάνε τσίγκο και με να τα σκάκι σάπο σκάγανε με ένα γάκι όφε και τσίγκαντρο σε νιά σκάγανε. Τσίγι με να πάνε στο τσίγκ. Ο πεμάτα σου νο. Αντίτε γενέ ο γιεκ, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Κάι σε να έχει πεμάτα σου νο. Ο πεμά μου που είναι γενέο και εγώ να τσίγκι φτσε με να πάνε τσίγκ. Αν είμαι μόνο τσίγκ με να τσίγκ με κάνε sexual abuse, εγώ να είμαι μόνο τσίγκ κατά νόχι, εγώ να είμαι σε ένα χάνο μα σκουτί μου σε τάτε. Κόνο μάγκα στη μάνα πάνε και πέμα τα σώνα να νόνο σχέγγι σε κάκα κουμάγκα μόνο και το τσι και σχέντσι γάτε ήταν δι και ως τσι μήνω παντώνω όχα νομα πίσω εγώ τη σιώ άχω χαίω Εγώ ανοίγει σε τάντου πάτσι μόνο μάτσι και μισό γάντο αυτά βέκ
All right, Chris, I guess Jimmy Nguyen. That was Chris Metatowabin. Chris Metatowabin gagi mahak. Ego mag mingwest netta gagi bitcha bagat na koya uten the moon winistam gagi bagat na gatte gapan anama Mr. Nurswan anamo te gagi bagat na gapan Prime Minister of Canada. Ashi pega bapun ace pana komanos kagi shigak. Ego man is tana magit si chigagoy wibitcha his chigoy na kaya naganamo tos chi hot gagi bagat na gatte gapan Mr. Nurswan. The formal apology by the Prime Minister. My name is Dave Wiesk.
And I want to thank all the guests, especially Chief Bull for his love and courage, and Katie for joining us, Violet and Chris Metat. We'll hear from Florence Sanderson next week on our program. And again, I wanted to thank my operator, Harry Malkiesic, and also my brand new co-host, Dave Wiesk. And remember, if you have a story, call us and we'll put it on the air and we'll talk about how we can help each other on Your Spirit is Your Voice. Good night, everyone.